Hello and welcome to Your Financial Journey with Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers, where we will guide you to take control of your finances and give you financial peace. I'm Tim Hilterman, a certified financial planner and chief financial planning officer here at Whitaker Myers. What is an ETF? If you know the answer, good for you. But if you're not quite sure, don't worry. Today, I'll break down the basics of this increasingly popular investment vehicle. Combining the flexibility of stocks and the portfolio diversifying strengths of mutual funds, ETFs give you an affordable way to access a wide variety of asset classes. So let's get into it. Simple, clear, and without the jargon. ETF stands for Exchange Traded Fund. That means it's a basket of investments, like stocks, bonds, and commodities, that you can buy and sell on a stock exchange, just like an individual stock. Imagine an ETF as a shopping cart filled with different types of investments. When you buy a share of the ETF, you're buying a piece of that entire cart. For example, if you buy a share of an S&P 500 ETF, you get a tiny slice of all 500 companies in that index: Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, and so on. The key thing that makes an ETF unique is that they're traded throughout the day, and their prices can go up and down during market hours, just like a stock. Now, if you've ever listened to Dave Ramsey, he's championed mutual funds for many, many years. Mutual funds are like ETFs in that they pull investors' money together to buy a diversified portfolio of assets, stocks, bonds, or both. They've been around a lot longer than ETFs. But here's the main difference. Mutual funds are bought and sold directly from the fund company, and they only trade once a day after the market closes. That means if you place an order to buy or sell shares during the day, you won't know the price until later that evening when the fund calculates its net asset value, or NAV. So mutual funds are more old school in the way they operate. And while they still hold a lion's share of the world's investments, a mass migration from mutual funds to ETFs is underway. Here are the main reasons why. The biggest is cost. A mutual fund comes with a lot of overhead. Most mutual funds are actively managed. There's a team, including fund managers, that make investment decisions to try to produce superior performance. This requires research, analysis, and trading, which incur costs that are passed on to investors. Internal mutual fund expenses average 0.85%, and it's not uncommon to see mutual funds with annual expenses of over 1%. ETFs, on the other hand, are typically passive vehicles. They don't have a team of analysts working for them. They simply track a specific market index rather than relying on active stock picking. This simplifies management and reduces costs. Internal expenses ratios for ETFs average 0.16%. Another big difference is tax efficiency. If you purchase an ETF in a taxable brokerage account, you will not realize a gain on that holding until you sell it. That's not so with a mutual fund. If the management team at the mutual fund decides it's time to sell Apple and buy Microsoft, they'll make that trade and potentially realize some gain in the process. And that gain must be distributed to the mutual fund holders. And consequently, many mutual fund investors realize gains every year, even if they don't sell any of their mutual fund shares. In fact, I know some cases when mutual fund performance for the year was actually negative, but investors still received and had to pay taxes on realized gain that year. The final reason that ETFs have exploded in popularity is the reduction in trading costs. Trading costs for stocks and ETFs have dramatically dropped over the years. In the 1990s, the average commission on a single trade was between $40 and $70. Thankfully, competition arose, and you have the rise of online brokers like E-Trade and Ameritrade. The cost per trade dropped to $25 a trade in the early 2000s. Robinhood came on the scene in 2013, sending shockwaves through the industry. And in 2019, Schwab was the first to announce it would completely eliminate commission on stock and ETF trades. Now, independent firms like Whitaker Myers Wealth Managers can create our own diversified portfolios with efficient ETFs that suit your risk tolerance and performance objectives. If you'd like to know more about ETFs and our portfolios, reach out to one of our advisors today. And if you'd like to learn what has happened in the market so far in 2025 and how you can position yourself for the remainder of the year, we're hosting a free webinar, our mid-year market outlook, on Monday, June 30th. If you'd like to join, please click the link in the comments to register. Now, if you've enjoyed learning about ETFs, share some love and hit that like button. It really makes a huge difference. Subscribe to our channel to make sure you receive our latest content. If you have a financial question, I'd love to hear it. Just drop a comment below. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. Lord willing, I'll catch you next time.